Good morning, everybody. Eric Lofholm here. Happy Monday. Thrilled to be with you here this morning on this clean slate Monday. If you had a challenging week last week, you can just let it go. If you had a challenging weekend, you can just let it go. If you woke up this morning on the wrong side of the bed, you had a nightmare last night, you got into an argument with a loved one, you got a not so pleasant text or email, you can just let it go. This could be the greatest week of your entire life. Expect a miracle. If you're right-handed, take your right hand. If you're left-handed, take your left hand. Pat yourself on the back and tell yourself, great job for being here this morning. Type into the chat. Today is a great day. Today is a great day. So what I want to do today, I have two ideas for you. And I want to work with you on your subconscious mind. I want to work with you on how you're making some decisions and give you a different possibility of the decisions that you could make. And so the first way I want to teach you is through a story. And I've been married twice. So this was when I was, the story starts with when I was married to my first wife. And towards the end of our marriage, I had a really bad attitude about our marriage. And so I had a listening for when we would interact, and the listening reflected my bad attitude. So I was looking for her to do things that would make me upset, right? I was looking for negativity to occur. That was my listening. And we had a conversation one day, and she said something to me, and I said that I had heard what she said, and she said to me, you're not listening to me. And she essentially called me out on it because I wasn't listening. I was tuned out, and she had said something, and she said, what did I just say? And I parroted it back, and I said the right words, but I wasn't present. And when she said that to me, you're not listening, then I said, You're right. I wasn't. I do want to hear what you have to say. So, you know, would you tell me again what you were sharing? And she said, no, if you're not going to listen, I'm not going to say it again. I said, no, seriously, I'm focused right now. I will listen. And so she began to talk. And I listened for the first time in a long time. And she must have talked for literally 45 minutes. Just sharing whatever it is that she was sharing. And I was listening differently. And when that experience happened, I got present to what a bad attitude I had had about our marriage. And so I watched this movie, and it's been a while since I've seen it. So I might have the story kind of wrong, but I have the essence of it correct. And the movie is called Yes Man. And Jim Carrey, something happens, and he has to agree to everything. He has to say yes to everything. So it's like, hey, Jim, can you come help me move this weekend? Yes. Jim, I need to borrow $5,000. Can you give me a loan? Yes. Jim, I need childcare tonight. Can you watch my kid? Like, no matter what you ask, he has to say yes. And so something about the movie and where my thinking was, I said, you know what? I'm going to be a yes man. Anything that this is my first wife, anything she asked me within reason, I mean, if she asked me something that I don't agree with, I'm not going to agree to that. But if it's reasonable, I'll say yes. So we're in a two-story house. And so she said, hey, could you go down to the car? I left my bag in the car. Prior to this realization and prior to me becoming a yes man, and not yes man in the sense of being a jellyfish, not a yes man in the sense of not standing up for myself, but just agreeing where I could agree. So she says, hey, can you go down to the car and get my bag? My bad attitude version of myself would have thought the thought, well, you got two legs. What's wrong with you? Why don't you go get it? I probably wouldn't say that, but I would be thinking that in my bad attitude place. So then if she said that, would you go down to the car and get my bag? I might begin to think that, no, I'm a yes man. I'm just going to agree and I'm just going to say yes. And it was fascinating for me to notice how many times I had been saying no just to say no. So then things didn't end up ultimately working out in our marriage. We ended up going through divorce. But I carried that mindset with me in life, not just in marriage. And so I look to say yes as often as I can. And sometimes my brain says no just instinctively, but it's not something I need to say no to. So some of you saw my Facebook photos on for Halloween. This is our Halloween photo. Obviously, we're Fred and Wilma Flintstone. And my wife said, hey, there's this Halloween party. I'd really like us to go. And it's not that I was opposed to going, but it's I wouldn't probably ever go to her and say, hey, there's this Halloween party. Do you want to go? Again, not that I'm opposed to it. So when she made the request, the answer was yes. And so we went, we had a really great time. But had I not been in the mindset of saying yes, this is an example of where I might have had said no just to say no. And I would have missed out on that experience of the Halloween party, of dressing up, of having fun, of spending time with my wife. So I share that with you because maybe your pattern is to say no when you should be saying yes, or you could be saying yes. Like maybe your son or daughter wants to spend some time with you and asks you, hey, dad, or hey, mom, can we go do blank? Or would you help me with this? And your instinct might be no. Like if your daughter asks you to take her roller skating, and you might be like, I don't roller skate. And your daughter's like, hey, come on, dad, come on out. Come on, skate with me. And you're, oh, no, I don't do that. So I wanted to show you this photo and tell you this yes man story to see if, if there's any opportunity for you to say yes more frequently. Not agreeing to just anything, but there's no reason for me to say no to a costume party with my wife. There's just no reason. If I hadn't gone with her, I would have sat at home and watched TV by myself. So there's no reason not to go. So just out of curiosity, does that, what I just taught you about yes, does that resonate with any of you? And if it does, just type the word yes in the chat if that resonates with any of you. Okay, now I got one other idea I want to share with you guys. And I want to remind you of it being Clean Slate Monday. It's an opportunity for you to reinvent yourself today. It's an opportunity to be optimistic today. It's an opportunity for you to have a great attitude today. It's an opportunity. We got a brand new month tomorrow. And maybe October was a rough one for you. Well, it's going to be in the rearview window in less than 24 hours. So we can go out and have a great day today, a great last day of October. And then we go into November. So the last thing I want to share with you guys is it's kind of like what I was teaching about the yes man, but it's slightly different. And it's where we say to ourselves things like, well, that's just not how I do it. So if I say to you, hey, why don't you write a book? My next book in a day class, by the way, is it's Friday, this Friday. Let me double check that. This Friday is my book in a day class. I'm actually teaching you how to write a book in a day. So if you want to come as my guest, I'll waive the $297 fee. Just find me somehow, some way over email, text, Facebook, whatever. Track me down If you don't know how to track me down, just Google Eric Offham. I'm the only Eric Offham on the planet. My contact information is all over the web. Just say, hey, I'd like a free ticket to that class. But you might think, well, I'm not an author. I can't write a book. And it's not that you need to write a book. But I would invite you to say, instead of saying I'm not an author or I can't write a book, just simply say, I choose not to write a book versus I can't. Because there's a big difference between choosing and can't. You can write a book if you want. So if I say to you, do you have an email list and do you stay in touch with your network via email marketing? And you might go, no, nothing wrong with that. I mean, email marketing is not the right strategy for everybody, but it is the right strategy for many of you. And so if I said, well, why don't you do email marketing? You go, well, that's just not how I do it. See, we live into the statement. If you say, that's not how I do it, then that's true. That's not how you do it. But you could do it that way. Or another one is, it's just not me. Eric, it's just not me. All right. The most profitable sales idea that I know is sales scripting. So sometimes people go, Eric, it's just not me. It's like, okay, well, are you getting the sales results that you want? And then they might say, no. Okay. So I'm telling you from my nearly 30 years in the trenches, most profitable idea I've ever learned is sales scripting. And you're not getting this. I'm not saying you, just someone, a human being who I'm talking to says, yeah, Eric, I acknowledge I'm not getting the sales results that I want. And I'm like, this is the most profitable idea I've ever learned. And then the person goes, it's just not me. Well, maybe it should be you. Maybe it could be you. See, there's all kinds of possibilities that get opened up when you're open to letting go of, it's just not me. I was talking to a gentleman the other day about email marketing. He goes, I don't do it that way. And then he followed it up with, I'm old school. Like he was wearing a badge that said, a button on his shirt that says, I'm old school and I'm proud of it. Listen, there's nothing wrong with declaring you're old school, but that badge that he's wearing, I'm old school, that's $1 million left on the table badge. That button on his chest costs him $1 million. But he gets to be old school. Okay. So if you would be open to reinventing yourself, what I'm really talking about is self-image. Self-image is, what do you see when you look in the mirror? I'm just not that way. I'm a procrastinator. I'm not good at sales. I'm old school. I don't do the technology thing. I don't use sales scripts. I'm not an author. Okay, nothing wrong with these statements. They're not wrong. There's just consequences to the statements. And maybe you're saying those things because that's how you've always done it. But maybe you don't have to always do it that way. So I always believed breakfast was the most important meal of the day. Well, I don't eat breakfast anymore. I just skip breakfast. Because I decided, after doing a little bit of research on my end, I'm not giving you health advice. I'm not telling you to skip breakfast. Talk to a medical person about that. But I just decided, if I'm eating two meals instead of three, I'm going to be more physically fit. So I don't eat three meals anymore. I also don't overeat anymore. So last night, my wife and I, we went out to this new hamburger place. And so we go there. I actually got a chicken sandwich. And I was eyeing these onion rings because I like onion rings. I was like, man, those onion rings look good. But I thought, you know what? The chicken sandwich is enough food. I don't need the onion rings. So I didn't eat them. Because I don't overeat anymore. That's my declaration. So when I went from 3 meals to 2 and I stopped overeating, I got in better shape. Surprise, surprise. But I had to change my self-image. So maybe as a possibility with tomorrow being November 1st, you let go of some old stories and you shift your self-image and you say, I am an author. I'm becoming an author. I'm going to do the email marketing thing, or I'm going to embrace sales scripting. Because the idea is that I teach work. I have a proven track record of success, not just my own success, but my students, my clients. Some of them have become millionaires. Pretty wild. Human being, just like you, broke when I met him. Now they're a millionaire. It's like, wow. Because they're allowing themselves to reinvent themselves. So if that resonates with you, to let go of some old stories, create a new self-image, just type the word yes in the chat if that resonates with you. And if it does, hey, today's a great day for that to happen. Because we're going to the first of the month tomorrow. So it was awesome to be with you guys today. Thank you for joining me. And thank you for being a part of all of us together, creating a space where we could share and learn and grow. It's going to wrap our call. You guys have an awesome, productive Monday. And thanks for being here. Bob, have a great day. Marcus, great to have you. George, $3 million, George. That's what we're going to create. Paul, hey, Paul, great to see you. Awesome. Ed, thanks for joining us. Halea, great to see you. I'll talk to you tonight. I believe that's when we're on next. Janice, have a great day. Dave, great to have you, Dave. Jim, thanks for joining us. Garrett, hey, Garrett, thank you for being here on Zoom. Kevin, have a great, productive, successful day. Sissy, thanks for joining us. Steve Shaw, master recruiter, thank you for being here. And over on, let's see here. Yeah, I don't have my Facebook up. So for those of you on Facebook, thank you for being here. That's going to wrap our call. We'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.